You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here. Browns Free Friday, taking a hiatus here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Dog Pound, you can stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere by downloading the Cleveland Browns mobile app for your Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads to get the latest news, videos, and photos straight from the team to your device. Plus, you can stream this show at any time you want. You can stream it. You can get it segment by segment. You can hear all of the good stuff we've put together for you this week on CBD. 216-578-0850. We've got Kurt in Baltimore on the line. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, guys. It's nice to talk to you guys again. First time I called, you said it's Kurt from enemy territory. Well, I'm not.
That's right. Well, we're happy to have you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I just wanted to let you know I wanted to opine on this. I heard about Manziel and getting rid of him, seventh round. Come on. I mean, you know, the guy's got a few issues. He's young. You spent a first-round pick on him. Give him a little bit of time. As to Josh Gordon, what do we have to lose if we wait a year? Maybe he'll learn his lesson this time. I don't know. I tend to doubt it. But what do we have to lose to keep him?
Couldn't agree with you more. There's no upside.
Well, what we do have to lose, though, sorry to interrupt you there, Kurt, but the locker room, and this is a Wilhelm question, but the guys in the locker room might just be fed up with this guy and want him gone. If that's the case, you got to weigh that in your evaluation of Gordon.
Yeah, it does, but I don't think, again, from our perspective, and Nathan, maybe you could even expound on this more so, is I don't think Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine are going to hear the voices out of the locker room at this point in their decision-making on how they handle Josh Gordon or Johnny Manziel. It's kind of their own personal perspective. They, as professionals, are making those decisions for the organization, and they're just, you know, and the players in the locker room in some cases, and I've been a part of it before, just have to take it in stride, and whether he stays or whether he goes is not really up to you. The one thing that you don't want is, you know, if he does in fact come back, he's essentially rehabilitated as Johnny Manziel, but still doesn't perform on the football field, and he's thrust into that role, and you're not winning football games, that's when the voices of the locker room will definitely be heard.
Yeah, I'm not so much talking about Johnny. I think it's too early to give up on him. But Flash Gordon is more what I'm talking about. I mean, it just keeps happening over and over and over. And I like the guy, but...
Sure, and I've made that comment before to Nate, and that's why I believe personally, you know, you when someone has cancer, what do? They go cut it in and take it out, you know, and try to remove it. And that's what I would like to do because right now, as I've said time and time again, when any news, good, bad, or indifferent about Josh Gordon comes up, the Cleveland Browns logo is associated with Josh Gordon. And if you cut him, it's the NFL logo. Let it be someone else's problem right now. And I'm not in that, you know, let's wait. Well, we waited 10 games this year and expected it to come back and do something very special. And we saw lazy, lack of effort, running the wrong routes, and then again, a suspension at the end of the season. So how are we supposed to feel about Josh Gordon when he said one thing and acted a different way?
There's just no upside to cutting him. That's why you hang on to him. James in Worcester, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, James. Who you got? Greatest quarterback of all time?
Joe Namath.
You know, it's tough to say. It's tough to compare. Montana was great, and I'm not a 49ers fan. But he was a really good quarterback, and he took him to four Super Bowls.
And won all four of them.
And won all four.
Yes.
But the reason I would have to probably lean towards Brady is because of the length of time in between his Super Bowls and also the fact that he's done it with – I mean, Montana had Jerry Rice, Roger Craig, both
not always,
Hall of Famers in their own right, as well as a really good defense. And then also after Montana left, they did it with Young. You know, just a few years later.
Well, it took them.
I would have.
They didn't go. That was 1995, and Joe Montana actually went over to the Kansas City Chiefs and took that decrepit team to the AFC Championship game, which was very impressive.
He did, and you know, I certainly think they're both great in their own respect. I might have to give a slight edge to Brady just because of the.
You got the right answer.
In between.
All right, that's one. That's one for Tom Brady. James, appreciate the call. Let's go to Dustin in Elyria now. Dustin, who do you got, Brady or Montana?
I'm going to go with Brady.
Recency bias rearing its ugly head.
That's the one thing. Why don't we, and again, as the middleman, not, you know, really taking a Brady or a Montana standpoint, why don't we also, too, have the callers who weigh in on this battle also state their age? Because I think the eras of football that we play in has, you know, creates some bias because Montana's an afterthought and Brady just won a Super Bowl a week ago.
All right, Dustin, how old are you?
I am 33.
33?
I grew up watching Montana and the boys. I love Joe. He was my idol. But when, truth be told, look at the regular season stats. Brady's got 52,000 yards compared to Joe's 40.
The stats are tough, though, because it's a completely different era of passing football.
The stats...
And I do agree. I do agree. But Brady has done it. He's been to 6, 1, 4. Joe won 4. They have, you know, Brady has beaten Joe's postseason records. I mean, how could you not give it to... How could you not give it to Tom?
You're a wise man.
You're a wise man. All right, one more, and then we can get into some of our case. Kurt in Twinsburg, Brady or Montana, Kurt?
Okay, well, let me preface this. I'm an Ohio State grad.
Go Bucks.
So that you don't count.
Yes, he does count.
And
Ohio State hates Michigan and Notre Dame, so he's the ultimate bias.
Absolutely. And Brady's the better quarterback.
Oh. And how old are you, Kurt?
50.
Okay, why do you like Tom Brady better?
Okay, so Montana, like you said, had Rice, had John Taylor, had Roger Craig. Brady not only won one when he was very young, right out of college, he sustained that, and obviously he just won one just this year at age, 37? And he still throws the ball like it's a BB. Montana, very good. But again, the surrounding cast around him, I think, was a lot better. Brady also, I think, his offensive line was better with Montana rather than Brady's.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Kurt. Now, people are forgetting, Jerry Rice was not on the 81 or 84 teams. Neither was Roger Craig.
I think you're wrong. On 84, Roger Craig was the backup to Wendell Tyler.
Wendell Tyler was the back.
And Roger Craig was on the roster.
Okay, he was on the roster, but he wasn't a contributing player. That's one tape that I've watched more than any. I had that on VHS as a kid, and I watched that game 100 million times.
Okay, so let's look 16. At those teams.
And by the way, who did Joe Montana beat in his Super Bowls? Dan Marino, John Elway, Boomer Esiason, Ken Anderson.
Okay, Tom Brady beat the best defense in the last 15 years.
No, that's
it. Well, you don't play against another quarterback.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
84 was billed as Montana Marino.
You know,
and
you know what? You know what, listeners out there, I could see it in his face. He knows the facts don't help him, so he's got to.
The facts do help me.
He didn't play against Dan Marino. He didn't play against John Elway. He played against a terrible Miami Dolphins defense and a terrible Denver Broncos team. That really was – that got blown out of 3 Super Bowls. John Elway, before the end of his career –
Nobody beat him 55-10.
Okay, what did the Giants beat him? 46-0? I mean –
Not 55-10.
They got crushed every time they were there. And you want to talk about supporting cast. The supporting cast, he didn't have Jerry Rice, but he had Freddie Solomon, Dwight Clark, Russ Francis. Russ Francis was a good ball player.
Ronaldo Nehemiah was on that team?
Yeah, he's not very good.
Michael Carter, Dwayne Board on the
12
defense.
12 Pro Bowl offensive players on Montana's teams. 2 on Brady's. Advantage, Tommy Terrific.
So you're saying that Joe Montana makes the players around him better?
No, what I'm saying is he had better players around him.
I think you're saying he makes
the let me read you the rushing yards for the Super Bowl championship.
Well, let's just start. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
2,500 yards rushing 1 year. 1,966 another year. 2,300 another year. All these years, and by the way, everybody that wants to say that Brady had a better defense, au contraire, the stats do not back that up. In the defensive average, the league averages for points for the San Francisco 49ers championship teams was 3.5, New England's 4.25. Yardage, which I think is a dumb stat, New England's 13.25. Belichick doesn't believe in
what do you mean 13.25? Your average
their
ranking?
Average ranking.
Okay.
Niners 4.75. And that first year where you talk about he didn't have a great supporting cast, the Niners had an unbelievable defense that year. They were first in points allowed that year. So he always, across the board, they both had good defenses, but he had better defenses. He had better people that played around him. And then you could get into the numbers. Tom Brady in his career is 181-55. 181-55. Joe Montana, 117-47.
What was the playoff record?
Playoff record, Tom Brady, 21-9. Joe Montana, 16-7. Let me ask you a question. Everybody wants to talk about
Joe Montana. I will say this. Joe Montana with the 49ers, though, was 14-5 in the playoffs.
Okay, 14-5. 21-9, 14-5. Okay. I'm not going to do the quick math, but it's about the same.
It's not about the same. Joe Montana's winning percentage would be higher in that case.
A little bit higher.
Okay.
Would you rather lose in the first round or the second round of the playoffs?
It doesn't really matter to me.
Okay. I think most people would say they'd rather lose in the second round.
Okay.
So, therefore, Tom Brady was in 9 conference title games, Joe Montana 6.
Okay.
Tom Brady was in 6 Super Bowls, Joe Montana 4.
So, Joe Montana was in... was 4-2, you're saying, and they're 6-3. So they're the same.
Same record in the conference.
You have to remember at the time, though, that Joe Montana was playing, coming out of the NFC was much more difficult than I think it has been for Brady to come out of the AFC. You had those great Bears defenses, and you had the great Giants teams.
I'm glad you brought that up because Joe Montana versus, quote-unquote, elite defenses in the playoffs, 4 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
It's true.
So
Joe Montana in the Super Bowl, 4-0, 11 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That's all you got right there.
Brady
the highest rated passer in the history of the game in the most important game. He's never lost it.
That's the only because he never lost it because he only got there
most
4
passes
times.
Without an interception in the Super
Tom
Bowl.
Tom Brady got there 6 times.
But he lost. And by the way, he lost when he had what? The best talent around him, Randy Moss.
One player. That's one Pro Bowl that he's had around him. Wes Welker. What has Wes Welker done without Tom Brady? Welker, first of all, he caught. They'd be
hold on.
Hold on a second. Tom Brady would be 5-1 if Wes Welker could have caught the ball. They cost him a Super Bowl with that catch right there.
If he threw it on the right side of his body,
stop.
It was fine.
Catch the ball.
Let me ask you a
ball
question.
Hits you in the hands, you
so
catch
you
it.
Said he has 2 Pro Bowlers on his Super Bowl winning teams or just his Super Bowl teams?
I think it's my crack staff didn't differentiate. I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you. But I think it's
You've got from that year, Welker and Moss for sure had to be Pro Bowlers. I'm sure somebody on their line had to be a Pro Bowler. Gronk is definitely a Pro Bowler.
Gronk was not on the team that year.
No, but he was on this Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. But getting to 6 Super Bowls is still more impressive. He got to 6 Super Bowls. And Joe Montana had 2 playoff games where they scored 3 points. Brady's worst playoff game was he scored 13 points a few times. 3 points twice in the playoffs.
Listen, Tom Brady, the only reason we know about Tom Brady is because of the tuck rule, and we know about Joe Montana because of the catch. Ray Lewis said it. I heard it from him. We got to take a break. We got to take a break right now. We'll continue this after we bring Bruce Feldman in from Fox Sports to talk about his book and article on Johnny Manziel. So we will certainly take a look at that when we get done.